Well, good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. For the devotional this morning, I would like to tell you a story. Way back in the 1960s, Methodist pastor and author Charles Allen wrote about an instance regarding his two small children, ages 4 and 6. It was a Saturday afternoon close to Easter. There was a movie coming on TV portraying the trial, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus. Now, for the time, the movie was pretty vivid, containing a lot of violence. Because of the violence contained, Pastor Allen was somewhat concerned about his two young children watching this movie. However, he decided to let them see the movie all the way through. Pastor Allen realized that his two small kids had previously seen fighting and shooting and killing in old Western movies of the time, and they knew that was all make-believe. However, this movie portrayed Jesus being hurt, injured, beaten, and eventually killed. Pastor Allen was concerned about how his little children would handle seeing Jesus being hurt and killed. You see, these two children had been taught that Jesus was a good and kind person who loved everybody. The children saw them whipping Jesus, and it broke their heart. When they nailed Jesus to a cross, they cried. His two little children had heard about the cross before, but it had never been so real to them. They had a hard time dealing with it. Then, still watching the movie, Jesus was buried in the tomb. Pastor Allen said that his children watched Jesus being buried, and they came confused. They became confused. They didn't understand. They had become unhappy children. Pastor Allen told the children to keep watching and see what happens next. Then, still watching the movie, Easter morning came. There were women on the way to the tomb, and these women were feeling just like the two little children felt. They were feeling confused and they were hurting. But then the resurrection came. Jesus rose out of the grave and walked into the garden. Pastor Allen related that he observed marvelous relief and fabulous joy on the faces of his two little children. He stated that his 4-year-old daughter gleefully said, "Jesus is all right. Jesus is all right. He has arisen," as she said. "He has arisen." Pastor Allen wrote, "The fact that everything came all right out in the end was all they needed to know." Brethren, the same goes for us. That's all we need to know. Let us never forget that everything came out all right in the end. Remember, He has risen. Or as the two little children said, He has arisen. He has arisen indeed. Amen.